You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I hope you are having fun. I hope you're going to have a blessed weekend. Shout out to all the dads out there. Before we get into anything else, Father's Day is coming. And remember, Dad, you are critical for your children's lives. Critical. So embrace it, enjoy it, and enjoy getting spoiled on a Friday. Now let's dig into a bunch of stuff this hour. First, before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, you remember we were talking about how they lie about everything. The system, the government, everything they say is an outright lie now, including the crime statistics. Remember the FBI came out recently and said violent crime is down, way down. Wow, it's a miracle. Except the FBI is an evil secret state police agency that lies in order to protect Democrats when they're not arresting and shooting Republicans. That's what the FBI does. Crime isn't way down. The major cities where almost all of America's violent crime happens stopped reporting their crime numbers to the FBI. When the major crime centers stop reporting to the FBI, and then the FBI reports to you that crime is down, everyone is conspiring to lie to you. How are things in the major cities? What would those crime numbers look like? Well, listen to this.
Murders are up double digits in LA, Baton Rouge, Kansas City, Orlando, Wichita, and Colorado Springs.
Up double digits. Murder, rape, car theft. And this comes back, a lot of this comes back to obviously the Soros pro-crime, pro-rape DAs. George Soros has chosen to attack two very specific things recently. And look, credit where it's due, that evil piece of trash is really good at what he does. He chose to attack the district attorney offices, sink a bunch of money into that, steal the DA races, then you have DAs who don't prosecute criminals, more rapists on the streets, more violence, more chaos, more murder, just what he wants in America. He's done that. And he's gotten involved in the Secretary of State races. Did you know that? You know, the kind of people who handle elections. Maybe you've heard of Michigan. It's this beautiful state, has a garbage university in it, but it's this beautiful state. Their Secretary of State is a George Soros communist. She's also gone to painful lengths to reduce voter security, if you will. Funny. Wonder what George Soros' plans are for that.
Anyway, let's move on. Jesse, my name is Alea. That's a beautiful name. I'm 13. I wanted to get some advice. I'm going into eighth grade, and I'm very nervous. I really want to. I really like the shows, so on and so forth. Listening to you know my existence would make me so happy. You made me want to be a politician because it sounds so cool, but my friends tell me I'm a girl and I'm too short. I'm 4'10". Okay, well, one, you're 4'10". You're not short. You're a dwarf, all right? But you might grow taller, but chicks don't have to be tall to be in politics at all. If you want to be in politics, go be in politics. I prefer you didn't because you're a woman, but if that's what you want to do, you can certainly do that. That's one. Two, let me tell you something, Alea, about eighth grade. Let me talk to all of you junior hires out there and whatnot. Tell you the same thing I've told my sons. This is the most awkward period of your life because you're not a little kid anymore, but you're not an adult yet. You're not even really a teenager yet, growing facial hair. Well, Alea, never mind. You wouldn't grow facial hair unless you're Italian. You know, you're not growing up yet. So you're stuck in this part where you're awkward and everything's changing and your friends are awkward. So allow me to tell you just the same thing I've told my sons. Do the best you can. You said you're nervous, and I get that. It's a nerve-wracking time. Do the best you can not to take yourself too seriously. You hear me? This is going to be a time, like I can't speak for the women. In fact, it wouldn't even be appropriate for me to speak for all the things the women go through at this time physically and everything else. So I'll just leave that aside. For dudes, you're skinny. I was skinny as a rail. Your voice is cracking. You are attracted to girls, but you don't have any idea how to talk to any of them because you don't have any confidence in yourself yet. It's an awkward time. Instead of pretending like you're not awkward, embrace it. Learn to laugh at yourself. This is an awkward period in your life. Look, it's hard to shame somebody or embarrass somebody who laughs at themselves. Laugh at yourself. These days will be a distant memory one day. One day you're going to be old and gray like me. Balding. Well, no, you won't be balding, lady, but you understand what I'm saying. Don't take yourself too seriously. Jesse the Great. Who controls which party is in charge of counting the ballots? How can one party control vote counting and prevent oversight of what they're doing? Is there any federal law, so on and so forth? Well, the people who get involved in counting the ballots are the people who show up and volunteer to count the ballots. Did you know that? You see, there's a reason poll watchers, ballot counters, they're occupied by mostly communists. Not all at all. There are some really, really great freedom lovers who do this work, and I applaud you if you do. But most of the people who do that kind of nitty-gritty stuff are communists. Why? Well, you know what? Let's change the subject for a moment. I'll come back to this. Your church. Do you go to church? If you have a church. Even if you don't have one, you know how a church works, right? You got the pastor and elders, you got the congregation and sermon and everything else. Did you know that in your church, there's somebody who cleans the bathrooms? In your church, there's somebody who stands out in the heat and directs traffic trying to get cars parked the right way on Sundays? Did you know that in your church, there's a guy who, or a lady, who vacuums the floors, dusts everything off. After everyone leaves, if there's an event or something, they're picking up all the chairs and moving it. You probably don't know these people, or at least you've never seen them do the things they do or never really thought about it, but there are people in your church who do what is considered the little things, even those aren't little things. Why do they do that? Because they believe. Because they believe in the mission of the church. And they believe in it all the way that they will do the little nitty-gritty things, things that aren't sexy, things that aren't beautiful, things that sometimes are even gross. They'll do that because they believe. Why does the communist do the boring parts of politics? You know, running for the House or Senate, running for some big shot office. Yeah, there's a lot of crap that comes with that, but at least, man, you get a fancy pin on your collar. People want to take pictures with you. Wow, it's Jesse. That's so amazing. Very, very few people. In fact, the number is probably hovering right around zero. Get requested for a picture because they're counting ballots, working the polls on election day. Whoa, you're working on election day? You're asking for my ID and handing out ballots? I can't believe I got to meet you. Can I have a picture with you? You've never heard that conversation in your life, have you? And you never will. But the communist understands what we on the right have never understood. The, quote, little things, the nitty-gritty things, the things that aren't sexy and don't get you celebrated and don't get you a book deal and don't get you on someone's Instagram feed, those things are critical. The machine doesn't go without those things. We have neglected the non-sexy little things of politics. It's not that one party controls who counts the ballots or works the polls or does whatever. It's that one party cares enough to get involved in it. And hey, I am not pointing fingers at you. I've never worked the polls in elections. Now, I've gotten involved in politics in many different ways, working for candidates, running for office. So yeah, I'm obviously involved in politics. I'm not going to act like I'm not. But I've never done one of those jobs. I've never showed up and sat there on election day and done all that stuff. The people who care do. And right now in America, the people who care are the dirty communists. That's why they're winning. The people who want to destroy America are simply more committed than the people who want to save it. Until that changes, we can't save it. If that changes, we can. All right? All right. Maybe now is a good time for you to reach out to somebody and get involved. And there's no better way to do that than by doing it on your Pure Talk phone, of course. Remember, Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company. You've heard of America's Warrior Partnership. You ever heard of that? You know that veteran suicide is a big, 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 big problem. It's a big deal. America's Warrior Partnership, they're out there stopping it by bringing veterans back into the world. You're struggling with medical issues. You're struggling with debt. You got the maxed out credit cards. They are there for you. And when you switch to Pure Talk, well, Verizon's given to all the filthy commie companies. That's where Pure Talk gives. Pick up your phone, switch to Pure Talk, help a vet. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, we are live here. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, do not forget to be part of your community.
So the importance of community banks is they are as they are called. They're in the community, led by members of the community. They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
She's so bad. You want to hear something terrifying? She might be president. It's not outside of the realm of possibility that that woman is going to be president within the next 4 years. Gosh. Anyway, let's move on. Hey, Jesse, I support Israel and I don't have a problem with us helping them out. But when it comes to Ukraine, I don't think we need to be doing anything over there. Does that make me a hypocrite? What do you say to people who think these situations are the same? Love the show as always. Your thoughts and analysis of political situations always seem to pair with my thoughts as well. His name is Troy. It doesn't make you a hypocrite. Listen, here's the thing about foreign policy. Foreign policy is complicated and oftentimes
There's no right answer because foreign policy is so complicated. Now, I will say that there are a couple things that I believe in. One thing I find indefensible, I detest it, I always have, is chicken hawks. I'm much more of a non-interventionist. I do not believe in sticking our noses in other people's business. I believe what the founders believed. That is the founding thought of this nation when it comes to foreign policy. However, if you are one of these people of, no, we have to invade here. We have to maintain this. We have to maintain our strength. That's fine. That doesn't make me smart and you stupid or vice versa. However, the thing I absolutely cannot abide, I cannot abide it at all, is the person who wants American troops everywhere and doesn't risk themselves or their children. No. You don't get to be Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's got 95 children, and neither Mitt Romney or any one of his children have been able to apparently locate a military recruiting office. And yet Mitt Romney, no matter what is going on, wants to invade here, invade there. No, we have to spread freedom. No, this is really important. Oh, it's important, Mitt? Well, then pick up a weapon, Senator. If you can't, oh, you're too old? Is there something wrong with your sons? Are their fingers broken? Oh, so it's important for him to die, but no one you love to die. It's just, what is that, for the peasants, Mitt? Chicken hawks. I hate chicken hawks. Chicken hawks are a no. If you are a kill them all and got let God sort them out person, fine. Your butt better be in the trenches. Teddy Roosevelt was one of those types, not chicken hawk, but he was one of those guys. He disagreed with the founders. He wanted America involved in every foreign war. Okay, fine. I disagree with Teddy Roosevelt on this, but I would never, ever, ever trash the man for that. You know why? Because Teddy was fighting in him. He wasn't just trying to send you to die or your son to die. Teddy wanted to be there. And when he couldn't go, like World War I, they didn't let him. He was trying to go. They didn't let him. Woodrow Wilson banned him from going. He sent his sons and lost his sons. Now, that ain't no chicken hawk. We may disagree on foreign policy, but I've got no issue with that at all. When it comes to what you said, I support Israel. I don't support Ukraine. Okay, fine. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the right answers. I get that. What I have said repeatedly about Ukraine specifically, well, one, this is what I've said about everything. America doesn't have any money left. We're going to get to a point quickly. I would argue we're way past that point. That it doesn't matter what you want or what I want, what you think or what I think. There's no money left. We are borrowing money from ourselves at elevated interest rates. At the same time, the dollar is collapsing so quickly. Saudi Arabia just broke a 50-year pact on the petrodollar. The money is gone. It doesn't matter what you want or I want. What I want is a brand new Navy. Our Navy is old and rusted. It's not good that we have ships out there from the 80s. That's not up to date enough. I want a brand new Navy. I'm talking cruisers, destroyers, attack subs, aircraft carriers. Guess what? We don't have the money. I don't get what I want. I shouldn't get what I want. We don't have the money. Now, what I've said, though, about Ukraine is, this is about the wealthy and the powerful, the finance giants, the politicians, Democrat and Republican, the defense contractors. This is all about money. That's what this is about. It has nothing to do with freedom or democracy. This is about money.
Your Republican colleague, Senator Tommy Tuberville, just this past week said on Steve Bannon's show that Volodymyr Zelensky is a dictator and unconstitutional. I wonder if those remarks from your fellow senator represent the GOP.
No, it represents him and him alone. If you spend 15 minutes studying Putin and what he wants to recreate the Russian Empire. He's not going to stop in Ukraine. We celebrated the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Of course, he's lying. Putin doesn't have the ability to go any further. He can't even take all of Ukraine. So why would he say such a blatant lie? Because this is about money. That's why. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about something real quick before we move on to the other Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Let's talk about natural herbal supplements. Let's talk about our T levels, gentlemen and ladies, your energy levels. When I talk about these things, male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks, people think that I'm mainly talking about the physical, when actually that's not what I'm talking about at all. Yeah, that's fine. I'm talking about our minds. Guys, are you down a lot? Depressed? Low energy? Take a male vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days and tell me how you feel. Ladies, take a female vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days and tell me how you feel. It is honestly like a fog gets slowly but surely lifted from your mind. It is amazing. If you don't feel markedly better after 90 days, cancel your subscription. But remember, there's a massive discount on subscriptions for life. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call or text them, 50-CHALK-3000. All right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we still have a stack of questions to get to, although I do want to say, I've been really, really fast today. I feel like, yes, I have, Chris. Yes, I have. You know, I never get credit from Chris. Jesse, because in case I need to set this up in case you missed the show earlier this week. I was complaining. I was saying you don't need to use chopsticks because the point of eating is not the experience. It's to get the food into your mouth. It's to eat delicious food. That's the point of eating. It's not to experience it. Anyway, this guy disagrees, and he actually makes a very, very, very fair point. Your royal foodness, as a fellow tall human, a father of four children, and a coach of sports teams, I can tell you that you were looking at the chopsticks thing from the wrong perspective. It's not about how much food you get into your face. It is about establishing
the pecking order. It's about dominance, he says. I absolutely agree with you that chopsticks are a terrible utensil, but we live in a society where so many people have so few skills. You break out the chopsticks and use them effectively and show everyone at the table who the alpha is. I love your show, but you're missing an opportunity. His name is Tim. I love you guys. I love how many... You know what tickles me is how many different groups of people listen to the show, and I enjoy all of you. There are so many kids who listen. I think that's awesome. There are so many old timers who listen, old men and women, old vets, guys who are in the service, meathead dudes, dimes, single dimes, married dimes, homeschooling their 19 kids. It's wild to me. The different groups and how different those groups are. Biker gangs listen to the show. Do you know that? Isn't that insane? They do. It's crazy to me. I love you guys. You murder me. Well, wait a minute. I just mentioned the biker gangs. Don't actually murder me, please. Hi, Jesse. I read that at firearm training, soldiers were informed if you point your firearm off 180, you will be shot. If you heard of this, are there any such instances? His name is Joe. Okay, now, I don't know if anyone was ever shot, but I will tell you. Oh, I guess I should explain what he was talking about. Okay, thank you, Chris, for asking a clarifying question. Chris said, what does that mean? Okay, so when you are training, like in Marine Corps boot camp, you have to rifle qual or you can't pass boot camp, period. You have to qualify with your rifle. When you go out to the rifle range, there are lines, firing lines, at the different distances there are. You're going to have 300 and 200 and 500 and everything else. There are lines there. Oftentimes, you'd be shocked how often this is. You are dealing with guys who have never held or shot a weapon before. Now, I grew up, my old man had me hunting. Like I've told you before, I remember being 6 years old carrying a toy gun hunting rabbits with my dad. I was hunting from the earliest age. I was very comfortable with firearms for the longest time. But there were guys who genuinely had never held a weapon. And believe it or not, a lot of those guys turned out to be amazing shots. You know why? You didn't bring in any bad habits, and you got to learn how to shoot from the best marksmen in the planet, Marines. So you were a blank slate, and they made you... Anyway, back to the firing line. Because you're dealing with inexperienced people, you're dealing with recruits. There's lack of sleep. You're nervous. You're everything. The one time in boot camp, the drill instructors are allowed to physically attack you. And it's not like they don't ever physically attack you, but the one time they're allowed to do so is if your weapon gets pointed any other direction on that firing line, any other direction than downrange. And that includes even for basic screw-ups. If you have some new guy, and actually I experienced this before, I'll tell you that story in a moment. If you have some new guy who, I don't know how this thing works, and he turns around and points that M16 anywhere else, he will likely be body slammed by the drill instructor. That they will jam your face into the ground because we're dealing with life and death. In fact, here's what an idiot I am, and this is all on me. It's my fault. When I was running for Congress, a lot of people wanted to go shooting with me. It was because I was a Marine, things like that. And I get that. It's fine. I love shooting anyway. That's fine with me. But we decided to have a little fundraiser of, hey, come shoot with Jesse. That's what it was. And this kid shows up. I say kid. I think he was in his 20s, I would guess. And he had no weapons experience. And I thought I had laid him out pretty well. Weapon safety and whatnot, and here's downrange, and got him all loaded up, and he was practicing, and there are 10 of us behind him. He's got this little semi-automatic pistol, and he's cooking it off downrange, and I forget if, no, it wasn't out of ammo because the slide wasn't locked back. He jammed. There was a jam, and, you know, I can't kill the guy for being an idiot. He just didn't know. He said, oh, no. And he turns, it's held at his waist, but it's pointing, you know, straight out from his belt buckle. And he turns and just faces all of us. I'm just staring down the barrel of that weapon. That's 100% on me. for not making sure I had enough safety there and whatnot. Very, very lucky that somebody, myself included, didn't die that day. But it's another lesson for you, all right? No loofah, but still uses body wash, Jesse. I hate you guys. Trump's comments with Hannity and Dr. Phil that he's not naive to what's happening to him with the political persecutions. Is he naive to what's going on, or do you think he finally gets it? Second, his comments make it seem like there will be no retribution if he wins. Do you believe that, or think he's just saying it for the election? Okay, let's deal with the last thing first. Do I believe Trump when he says, not about retribution, I've kind of moved on? I'm not sure, but I believe Trump is saying that for the election. He's saying that because he doesn't want to freak out Norm and Norma. Remember, Trump is running a campaign now where the approval numbers are in his favor. Norm and Norma, even if they hate him personally, and many people do, the majority of the country actually does, about 60% of the country doesn't like Trump personally, even if they like his policies or whatever. He wants people to forget about that. Hey, inflation's bad. Border's bad. I had that stuff fixed. You want to be? That's the kind of campaign he's running, and that's the smart campaign to run. Trump needs to run a campaign on inflation, jobs, border security. Inflation, jobs, border security. Over and over again. He doesn't want to run the campaign that I would like to see of just kill them all and let God sort them out. Elect me and I'll have these commies in cages. He can't say that. He's going to freak Norm and Norma out. So when he kind of downplays that part of it, I believe that's him just trying to win the election. As far as his naivete to what's happening to him, look, we're not going to know unless and until he gets back into the Oval Office. Trump, the first time, by his own admission, was painfully naive. He thought he was just going to go be a deal maker. We'll pass a bill here and pass a bill there. Let's get the economy going. He's a business guy. He thought he would win the election and things would kind of calm down because Trump had no idea what he was dealing with. No idea how committed these communists are. He had no idea. And he kept surrounding himself with all these morons who kissed his rear end. And so it was bad. Are we going to get a different Trump the next time? I mean, guy's a convicted felon now. How crazy is that? I don't know. I hope. I don't know. There's not going to be a return to normalcy by acting normal. I know that. Whoever the next Republican president is, they are going to have to do extreme things in order to save this country, if we are able to save and purge the federal government. Extreme things. If you walk into that Oval Office and think you can just be normal, hey, let's just get it back to normal, you are going to get eaten alive. I don't know whether he gets that or not yet. I don't know. We will not know. You don't know either, so don't act like you do. No one does. Until he gets there and we see what he does, that's when we'll know, right? All right. Speaking of seeing, you know, the pro-life movement has had many, many ups and many downs. Obviously, abortion on demand in America since the 70s is pretty bad. But the ultrasound, it might be, in fact, if you believe the numbers, it probably is our greatest tool. The ultrasound is actually more effective than abortion bans, far more effective. Why? Young women have been lied to their entire lives in this country. You don't need it. It's a clump of cells. It's women's reproductive rights. It's all these lies they tell women over and over and over again. Well, all those lies disappear if she gets an ultrasound. If she hears that little heartbeat, then it becomes a baby. Preborn, they're giving these women ultrasounds. Women who are about to have abortions. You are saving lives when you give to Preborn, and it's tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28 buys that ultrasound. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, I do hope you will treasure your weekend. I forgot to get this. It's so Joe Biden at the G7. He's around all these world leaders. It was really bad. It was really, really, really bad. The articles are starting to come out. The other world leaders noticed it was bad, bad, bad. He's not doing well. Morning Joe, man, you want to talk about no shame?
It needs to be said. I mean, you have Joe Biden here with a schedule that would be brutal for anybody.
Oh my god!
Any president of any age going to Europe. You know,
twice.
Sometimes on D-Day and spending 5 days in France, going over to the G7.
In the middle of the personal struggles.
In the middle of the personal struggles.
The personal struggles would be his son becoming a convicted felon. That would be the personal struggle.
The Hunter trial. And yesterday, I even critics were saying that he did a strong job, very good job representing the United States, even though, again, we have some cheap fakes that the RNC, spreading vicious lies about Joe Biden. But that's who they are.
We should point those out.
That's who they've become. We will point that out.
Those two kill me. And James Carville had this to say. I missed this. And man, I have a big disagreement with James Carville about this.
I think Democratic culture has too many preachy females. It's too much. Don't eat hamburgers. Don't watch football. Wear con.
He said Democratic culture has too many preachy females. And I completely disagree with that. America itself has too many preachy females. This isn't isolated to the Democrat Party. This is America. Also, this story out of Washington.
I just saw this group of teenagers like deliberately making marks and scratch marks with their Lime scooters, like just all around.
Several witnesses confronted the group and called police.
We're not going to sit by as we watch people deliberately commit a hate crime, like right in the middle of downtown.
After looking at security footage, officers...
commit a hate crime. Imagine the older black person listening to the show right now who experienced poisonous hatred in their lives back in the day, segregation, maybe even lost a family member. Today, a hate crime is some kids leaving skid marks on your degenerate pride flag in the street, which is hilarious, by the way.
Officers arrested three teenagers. Two are minors, and one is 19-year-old Ruslan Turco. Turco had his first appearance in court this afternoon. The judge released him under the condition he doesn't go near the crosswalk or the other teenagers. Prosecutors, though, had asked the judge to set a $15,000 bond, since that's how much it costs to repaint the mural.
The community really came together to raise the money for them to be able to do it before the parade on Saturday.
Now this vandalism, just hours after that repaint, and only a few weeks after someone else set fire to the mural.
It sucks to be reminded in moments like this that there are still people out there that, you know, have hate in their hearts for other people, so...
I love these kids. That's so great. The next generation is going to be awesome. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be a huge part of the community.
So the importance of community banks is they are as they are called. They're in the community, led by members of the community. They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
It's a very simple concept, wouldn't you agree?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
I agree.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Loofah Jesse. I live in Omaha, so not a bastion of fine dining. I like Omaha. Omaha's underrated. I took the wife and one of my boys out for Mexican last week. Wife had a steak for $32 and a $19 margarita. Golly. Total bill was $120. It's insane the prices. We only go out to eat once a month anymore. Anyway, my question is, why does the Trump/GOP have so many leaks like the Milwaukee quote? Are they made up? The Dems rarely ever have a leak. Well, most of these things, like that Milwaukee quote from Trump, is completely made up. But when you control the entirety of the media, you can create something from nothing. Something can be created from nothing.
a Republican will have a much more difficult time doing that because the media hates everything they say. So they would immediately dig into it. What are your sources? You can't name anything. You have to have more than just something to make a something out of it. You have to have a huge something to get the media to even look at it at all. So that is, we're not dealing with a level playing field here at all. Now, as far as the leak stuff goes, well, this goes back to something we've talked about before. Donald Trump can't hire anybody. He can't. I've said repeatedly, I've told his son, he needs a hiring manager. Now, that's not the kind of thing that Trump would relinquish, but you got to know your strengths and weaknesses in life. You have to. He cannot hire good people because he hires whoever's nice to him. So he's all, his White House leaked like a sieve. There was always some backbiting new staffer, new assistant here, screwing him over. He hired Omarosa. Golly. Jesse, I ordered an autographed copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. What I got was the hardcover edition, and yes, it was so-called autographed by what looked like a three-year-old with a Sharpie. And well played. Anyone fool enough to fall for the autograph thing is fool enough to buy it, and I did. I enjoyed your book and, of course, your radio and TV on the first. Thanks, Jesse. All the best from a loyal listener. Okay, that's my signature. That's not that bad of a signature. And if you think my signature's bad, you should see my dad's. I'm not even making this up. His is worse than mine is. Anyway. Go enjoy yourself this weekend. Go enjoy your community. Go enjoy your family. It's Father's Day. Celebrate your dad. Call or text him or go hang out with him, all right? That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.